Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yes, this is Vision Radio. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins. I'm back from a week's holiday and feeling very refreshed, and I'm here with Martijn and Sosa. Yes, chaps.
Yo.
What are we going to listen to first?
We're going to start this episode with a track of mine that got released last week. It's part of my new EP called Pillars on Vision, and this one is called Dumball.
I absolutely love this EP, I've got to say. And is this a homage to Dumbledore?
No, it is. The name of the track was like, it was kind of weird. Like, I came up with this, it was the first, I think I wanted to spell Barbo, like where you can do the exercise with, but I was just spelling it in the wrong way because the track felt, the repetition and the movement felt like, I don't know, something you would gym to, or I don't know, go to the gym to and listen. But yeah. I'm very dyslexic, so I just spelled it very wrong. And it's just something with the pronunciation, Dumble, it just sounds so nice that I stuck with that name.
Dumble. I'm glad you did. Expelliarmus.
Damn.
Absolutely loving that, and now loving it even more now I know the inspiration. So tell me about this next selection. This is from Muad'Dib, and I absolutely love this one. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, this is a new one from a new Muad'Dib album, and I was just in it. Now I was thinking about what I want to say. I will just keep talking. But this is a new one from Muad'Dib. He released a really cool record on Youku It's kind of funny, we're both a bit more inspired by like foreign music cultures, and there are like a ton of that on this record. It's really cool to see how he's more of a beats guy moving into this more clubby direction.
Yeah, I'm absolutely feeling that. It is club music season now, but we're going into that definitely. This is Vibes, this is Too Ong. And now on to more vibes. This next one now, which is also from the Pillars EP. This is really, really special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorites from the record. This one's called I'm Here. I also played two tracks which like were the main inspiration sources for this track. But yeah, first we'll just listen to the track. It's I'm Here. Yes.
Cool.
Let's go.
So that's cool, and that kind of captures where you were at in life at the moment. Things are going really, really nicely and really sweetly for you, and I think that's summarized in the title I'm here, as I believe. And now we're going to understand where it comes from, like, influentially now.
So yeah, like, there are a lot of similarities with I'm Here, with this record, which is Immortal Lives from G Jones. It's like one of my all-time favorite bass tracks ever. Also the EP Transangel Zones is like, it's insane what he did on there. And I don't know what it is with this track. It's just like the intro, which is so minimalistic, and then there is the synth riff, which just, I don't know how to describe it. There's this energy, emotion in it, which is, there's only one track like this.
Yeah, definitely one of a kind. Big up G Jones. Now we're gonna stick around that kind of late 2010s kind of era, which would have been the golden time for you as an emergent producer, really, and the inspirations that you were feeling, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know when this one came out, when I was like, I think 17, getting into all the Division music, and I was like, how is this artist able to do such weird stuff with vocals? And I never really figured out until recently, but I always kind of wanted this sort of textures, but it's you already sounds like former, so I never really used, except I felt in I'm Here I kinda tried to do it a little bit with that vibe. And yeah, I really love this track. This one is Edge Mecca from former.
Jasper.
Love you, Jasper.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, big up Sorsa. Moving on to the regular Vision Radio selection for a bit, because we've got something special waiting for you at the end.
Yes.
Special Sorsa treat. But right now, we've got new Symmetry music. It's the man himself, Break, with Grass is Greener.
Oh, yes. This is my Yemach of the week. Love you, long time, Break. Oh! A beauty. I'm pretty sure we're going to hear that quite a lot at Sun and Bass next month, something tells me. And now from Grass is Greener, this makes a complete link in my head, and it will for many others. We're about to get splashed. It's Moody Goods with an equally yay-mucky vibe. Loving this one. It's out now on Bass Rush.
Splash it. Splash. 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 You should get splashed. She gets splashed. You know all that, bro. Splash.
very good. Moody yes. Good. And now Teddy Killers collaborating with Armadyne. This is something pretty junglist vibesy, but with a Teddy Killers sauce on souped up. This is super sweet.
Definitely lives up to its name. Hold tight, all diabetics. Yes, Teddy Killers, thank you very much. And now on to something very, very stripped back and just slightly trippy from Reslek. This is out now on Flex Out, and it's nice to see a dedication to old school handheld gaming devices. Mm-hmm. This one is PSP.
I used to bring that on the road to shows, play like, what's that game again with the yellow balls that you have to guide through the worlds? The things that sing, I keep forgetting. Let me look it up. I'll know it by the end of the track. PSP game Loco Roco was amazing. I used to play that everywhere at the airport and everything. That's actually nuts. Had like movies on the PSP discs as well.
Wow. Yeah. Go on. Like the precursor to the smartphone. But that's mad. So while you were doing your real kind of burgeoning club days, tearing up the place with futuristic sounds and really putting the noisier flag down on the D&B planet, you were playing really kind of cute cartoon games in between these yep. moments of chaos.
I also used to bring like Donald Duck comic pockets.
Come on. Amazing. So badass. Amazing. This is real D&B life right here.
Exactly. It can be overshadowed by okay. That was a shitty little bridge.
Is that a thread?
Oh, this is overshadow. I can come up with something clever by thread on overview.
Oh, Bridge there. I don't have a bridge for this one. All I've got to say is that Unglued has released one of the best albums in D&B, maybe this year, definitely this summer. It's called What on Earth, and this is one of the tracks. It features Dusky, who's just an amazing MC, and it was wicked to meet you the other day, or the other month. The summer seems to be blurring really quickly now, but it was really nice to meet you at Gemfest, Dusky, and this is wicked. It's called Minimalism.
I'm on the ball, never stall. I went backwards couple times, wasn't cool. Now I'm up and I glide, they won't catch me when I fall. On a rampage, won it all. On a fat stage, a man came with a storm. Great day, great form. Grade A they saw. Stay away for like 8 days to be sure. It's all brand names and black shades and ash stains on the floor. Raw, I think I was born to find the core. Raw. Sincerely, or I ghost ya. I've been burning bridges and I'm leaving food in kosher. So chat to me though. One way, this way, city sticks on the coast. I never talk myself out of this, I swear. I'm the type to do it when you dare, and you're the type to stir. Man, I fight when it's not fair. What's the way to stop hyping when you're clear? And this year.
Yeah, big up. We've got. What is it? A Senchai remix of Adios by Basement. This is
Adios.
Oh, oh. Yeah. Okay.
Adios.
Basement, everybody's favorite artist that sounds like a level in a house. So now on to absolute banger on Overview from Free men who are absolutely killing it. Waze, Wings and Ruben. This is called Bus Up, but lads, I do have to question the sample that you've used here, because I've met all of you. You're really nice people. You're people I would take home to my parents and have a cup of tea and a slice of cake with. None of you have ever bust up any pussy in here. Neither have I, for that matter. Please step away from the cliched samples and leave them to people who... just please step away from the cliched samples. But other than that, this is an absolute banger. Bus up.
Waze, Wings and Ruben united on Bus Up, and also united is this track. It's called United. It's
very united. With the shitty bridges, no more time.
Borker Brothers, are they from Borker?
Munster. Shout out Munster.
Yes. They're usually spotted on Hansom Music or Hansom Audio. I should really know that label name. But yeah, this is wicked. And I believe it's a dub.
This is still a secret.
So again, I have no shitty bridges, but I have a shoddy bridge. I'm going to bridge us from the last track to this track, which is made by a man called Shoddy, who's brand new from my radar, but I will definitely be paying attention from here on. He's got a wicked EP out on Grid, and this track is called Originality. That is all I have to say.
It's not so much a question of originality being lost as much as the experience becoming abstract in a way, less enjoyable. And in that sense, what we strive to do is to...
This track is a really nice. Would you say no? This wouldn't be a bubbler, would it, Dave?
No.
Would you call this a, it's slowly developing.
Organic tribal.
Yeah, organic tribal. Slowly developing. Bubble. Supposed to be a slow teleport. I'm not sure what that would mean. That would be very painful, I suppose, if that would happen to you.
Yeah, your foot arrives there, and then 2 hours later, your leg and stuff. Yeah.
It's a track by Anna Fruit and Itoa.
So you got me kind of wondering now what I would actually call that. And it does bubble, but it burns. I think it's a smolderer. Those are the type of tunes I would play in the first kind of 20 minutes of my set before it all goes absolutely bonkers, that deep drummy stuff. You've also got me thinking about how I would teleport, whether I go head first or feet first, but you told me that that is non-compliant and it would be particle by particle. So you've given me a lot to think about over the last couple of minutes, and now we're going to give you a lot to listen to over the next couple of minutes. This is probably captor or scepter. Use some vowels, will you, man? This is silence. It's coming out on dialect.
It's enemy versatile. That's obviously Italian. Big tune though, Versatile, out of Wales. Big up.
Yes. So rare combination, current value on Vision Radio. This is a very frequent combination, and a combination that we absolutely love. He's just absolutely laying down the smack at the moment, including right now. This is a rework of a 2013 track that was on his Stay On This Planet album, and yeah, the original was like over 8 minutes long, so he's reduced it now to a nice and punchy 6 minutes. I don't know if we're going to play the whole 6 minutes. We could do though, and we have done. It's wicked. It's Semiconductor. It's current value. It's Vision Radio.
Mm-hmm.
get ready for the reload. Okay, that wasn't great.
It's the reload.
Oh, it's Sorza, than never. Is it? Yes, thank you to everybody who gets involved with the reload on our Patreon and gets involved on Discord and sends us music and supports us in every single way. We really do appreciate it, and this show wouldn't exist without that level of support. So now, beginning to wrap up, this is our penultimate tune. This is Hershey linking up with Chicago MC Seth David. It is an absolute breakbeat banger, and I don't have it. Oh, it's called You Better Take This. There we go. I thought I didn't have the information in front of me, but I do. And now you have the information in front of your ears. So I'll stop and let the music do the talking.
Yes, yes, Hershey and Seth David. And we have reached the end of the show already. It's been over in a blink of an eye. Big up, Martijn. And big up yourself, Sousa, as well. You are going to sign out the show with your selection. Tell us all about this one.
Yes, well, this one is a dub, a remix dub. Will be out very, very soon. And won't announce the artist yet, but this is a remix from my debut project, Identify, from the track Creating an Oasis.
Nice.
Ooh, wow, we're going to keep this remix vibe-y. A secret for now, but yeah, very vibey way to end the show. So huge thanks to everybody who tunes in, sends us music, supports us, shares everything on socials and does all of that groovy stuff. We'll be back again next week. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Martijn, have you seen my beard anywhere? I seem to have lost it.
Not really, Dave. I can see a little bit. Something that used to be a beard, but I would have to I would have to deny seeing your beard.
That's not quite technically a no, Dave. Don't know what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go and have a shave.
Screenshot. Can we post that on Instagram?
Yes, you can.
Yes, Frank.
Should I clarify if I can see your beard or not?
Yes, I will ask you once.
No, I won't. It was clear enough. No, Dave, I'm not clarifying anything.